The information that the GOP, the Congress, has brought out against Joe Biden, the $27 million that went through all of these shell companies. He had 21 shell companies. I had 18. I know exactly the deal. These companies had no brick and mortar. They had no employees. They did nothing but collect illegal money. The guy is absolutely, there's enough information there to indict him for a racketeering case. I'm not saying he was convicted. Everybody gets their day in court, but indictment guaranteed. Why should our elected officials that we put our trust in, why should they get away with this? There should be a precedent sent. I don't want to see him go to jail. He's too old. But he should be held accountable for his actions, just like every one of them. Let me ask you this. Nancy Pelosi, I have a little bit of a thing with her because her father was hooked up with the mob in Baltimore. Sammy, am I right? He got elected as mayor because we gave him help at that time. Nancy Pelosi has his characteristics. The woman has made $400 to $500 million. She's the best stock trader in the entire world. Okay, we go to jail for that insider trading. Should they be held accountable for this or should they not?
There you go. Absolutely.
And it's been less than 2 weeks since Donald Trump won that election, and the stock market is absolutely soaring. All of the indexes just made new all-time highs. Investors are clearly optimistic about the new Trump economy, and Americans stand to get a whole lot richer under President Trump's pro-jobs, free market policies that'll lead to a new wave of economic prosperity. My good friend Ross Givens is a 20-year veteran of the investment industry and a former vice president at JP Morgan Chase. And according to him, you could see your wealth double over the next 4 years. Double. His secret? Following insider trades. Now, I know how that sounds, but what he does is perfectly legal, perfectly ethical. Ross tracks the stock trades of politicians like Nancy Pelosi and other insiders to find stocks with the potential to make big moves higher. He's been doing this for his members since 2017, and they've beaten the market every single year, outperforming even legends like Warren Buffett. I've asked Ross to join me today to share how you can make money doing the same thing. In fact, he's holding a free training event this Thursday, November 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. He'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. But Ross, man, thanks for being here. Isn't this amazing?
Oh, Dr. Steve, so good to see you under such great circumstances, my friend.
I do. I remember the last time we were chatting. It was a few weeks back. And it's like, yeah, we were both like, oh, you know, it looks good, but we're still so traumatized from 2020.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And here we are, man. It's just, it's great seeing you. It's great seeing you in our new America, our new golden age America. Obviously, Trump won the election. The stock market is making new all-time highs. Things are good in the world.
Things are good. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you and I talked about this before the election, how we were likely to see a Trump pump in the markets if he won. If I recall, it was that Trump pump you're talking about.
Right.
We've obviously seen it, but is it over? Or do you think it's just getting started?
No, Dr. Steve, I think what we've seen over the last week and a half is a small taste of what's to come. You know, the stock market's a discounting mechanism, right? It prices in new assumptions. And look, the American investor has been very cautious the last couple of years, and for good reason. I mean, the White House has been run, I don't need to tell you this, by absolute clowns who don't know the first thing about business, about the economy. I mean, Biden came out on day one, declared war on oil and gas industry, said he's going to end fossil fuels. He cancels the Keystone Pipeline, rejects new oil leases, made fracking nearly impossible thanks to regulations. And then the bozo acts shocked when gas prices go up. It's not his fault, right? I mean, right. You know, he turned corporate America into a woke wasteland of DEI policies, urged companies to promote and fire based on race and gender instead of merit and intelligence. Yeah. You know, his budget proposed $5 trillion in tax hikes. which led to higher priced goods and services, further accelerating this record inflation we saw under his administration. So basically, every time that man put pen to paper, American business, in turn, the American consumer, became worse off. There's never been a president worse for our economy, but he will be soon gone in 65 days. Yes, I'm counting. The most pro-jobs, pro-business president in American history will once again claim the Oval Office and unleash that new wave of prosperity, I think the likes of which we have not seen in modern history.
Yeah, we were talking about that before our interview here. I mean, this is possibly the greatest 4 years of our lives. Now, I mean, obviously, I know a lot of our viewers are excited to hear about this. And yeah, I got to be honest, and I think we all knew it. A lot of us, well, some of us did say it out when our Monday night live stream, we would say it explicitly. A lot of us didn't know if we could survive another 4 years of this. This was really, we dodged a massive bullet here. For the average person who may or may not be currently invested in the stock market, and that's what I love what you do, is you work with people where they are. Yep. What advice do you have for them with this astonishing opportunity that we've been gifted with?
Buy stocks, buy stuff, buy, mm-hmm. Yeah, invest. Absolutely. You know, there's been, I mean, the exciting thing is we were talking about pre-show is not just that Trump won along with now having control of the Senate. Republicans yes. now have control of the House and now have majority in a Supreme Court. Trump has yeah. teamed up with Elon Musk and RFK and all these other brilliant, brilliant people. For the first time in my 41 years of life, there is a real possibility that DC will change. And it is because of that, because he has the power, he can finally push through that agenda. You know, if he won in 2020, but everything stalled the House or stalled the Senate, he couldn't have. So now right. he's able to do it. Right. And, you know, there's a lot of talk during this election, mainly from the left, about, you know, the rich, they're not affected by these higher gas prices or higher food prices or whatever. And there's a reason for that. They make money when those things go up. You know, what people right. don't realize or they don't think about, I guess, yes, inflation drives up the prices of the things you have to buy, but it also raises the price of the things you own.
Right.
So even though it now costs them $9 for orange juice, they have more money to spend because the value.
Don't tell
of the
Joe Scarborough that though.
What's that?
Don't tell Joe Scarborough. He was shocked to find out that butter was $7. He's like, "What is it? Laced with gold?" It's like, "What do you think this election's been all about?" Sorry, I just had to say that.
No, you're right. But that's really the thing. It's like inflation has existed since the Fed began. It's existed for 100 years. It ramped up under Biden because he's a moron. But it's going to continue. I mean, hopefully right. it stays 2 or 3%. But you know, ask your parents what they paid for a car or a house, right? It's a tenth right, sure, of what you paid. It's going to yeah. be 10 times more for our kids. So that's not going anywhere. But what offsets that is the value of the things you own going up more than that. And right now, I think we have a rare opportunity to invest before the economy takes off. And I don't think you need hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to get started, because a lot of these companies, U.S. companies, are going to see massive growth over the next 4 years, thanks to him cutting regulation and opening up the market and, you know, all the pro-economic policies he puts in place. Well, the stocks of these companies are going to go way, way up in value, some by several 100%. We're already seeing it right now. And so what we do, the work we do for our members, is simply find these stocks in advance and alert our members to buy them early.
Yeah, again, we were talking about this earlier. I feel like we're almost like at the beginning of Bitcoin or something. You know,
yeah.
Imagine if we knew where Bitcoin was going to go in 4 years or so, 4 years back or 10 years back. What an amazing opportunity we would have. And with Trump and Elon Musk talking about the golden age, Vivek talking about a golden age here. I mean, this is unbelievable. Tell us yeah. a little bit more about your unique strategy, because it's so simple. And yet it's so effective. That's what I love about it. So if I understand it correctly, you basically just track insider trading. You look at what stocks politicians are buying, executives are buying, and you basically just tag along. Is that right? Or am I missing it? Am I oversimplifying?
No, you're exactly right. And everyone wants to complicate finance more than it needs to be. You know, at the end of the day, stocks are a piece of paper representing a part of that business. If that sure. business sells more stuff, makes more money, the value of that stock goes up, and vice versa. And, you know, there's nothing more valuable on Wall Street than information. You know, whether that's a multi-billion dollar government contract about to get awarded or a new drug pending FDA approval. This is what causes those huge moves in the stock prices. And some people know this information before the rest of us. Right. Politicians, executives, right, et cetera. And those people often get greedy. They take advantage of that information and they use it to get very rich. Now, is this fair? No, but I don't care because I can see exactly what stocks they're buying. There is a little known loophole in the SEC bylaws. It's called the 10b5-1 rule. But what it does, it requires these insiders to report their trades publicly within 48 hours. So anytime they buy their stock with their money, they have to report it. And those records are available to us immediately. So we can see what stocks these people are buying right now with their own money in nearly real time. All you have to do is piggyback their trades and follow along. So, you know, the application takes some work, but really the idea couldn't be any simpler.
And you can't argue with the results because, I don't think people realize just how well some members of Congress do in the stock market. There's a graph that we have here. And I know you see, I think you've shown this to me before. These are the stock returns of Congress last year. I mean, talk about blowing away Warren Buffett. I mean, Higgins is 238%. He tripled his money in 1 year. So how is that even possible if you don't have some kind of inside information?
Exactly. Right. It's not possible. And it's very obvious they have an unfair advantage. But when you look at this chart, this graphic here, and Pelosi's not even in the top five, you know, this is a widespread thing happening in Congress.
Joke, yeah.
You know, and so they obviously have an unfair advantage, but again, we can use that for our benefit. And that's what we try to do for people is, you know, show them. We can see what stocks they're buying. We can follow along. And we've been doing this, as you know. We're not day traders. We're not doing anything crazy. We're finding the three or four big standout, obvious ideas every month. And usually some of those do extremely well. I'll give you some basic examples. Like we recommended a stock called FTI Aviation in June. Just saw a bunch of heavy insider buying, meaning all the people at the company running it are buying it up out of nowhere. Well, right after that, they announced they're buying Lockheed Martin's engine division. Well, the stock has more than doubled since we bought it.
Right.
We get into a pharmaceutical stock called AMLX a month and a half ago. Dr. Steve, it's already up 136%.
Damn.
We have a stock in our portfolio that's over 1,500% since we bought it. So, you know, this works, and it is a huge edge. The information these people have access to is extremely valuable. So I don't know who better there is to get stock tips from than these people that are on the inside, whether that be a politician that knows about the federal contract, whether that be the CEO who knows about a buyout, whether that be the chief medical officer at a pharmaceutical company who knows how the drug trials are going. It is, in my opinion, the biggest loophole for regular investors. It is the best kept secret on Wall Street, and I wish everyone would at least come to us and let us show you what's available to you and take advantage of this yourself.
Well, that's what I love about what you do, Ross. I mean, you don't just keep this information yourself. You know, you share it. You share it with patriots who I know you love and who we love. And even you show them how to do it themselves. Now, you're holding a free training event this Thursday, November 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. I know it's online. It's free to attend. Tell people what they can expect with that.
Well, it's going to run about an hour. And basically what I try to do is take the last 10 years of my life and jam it into an hour. So, you know, we're going to start the big picture, right? Show you what's available, the big loophole that allows them to trade on inside information with essentially blanket immunity. There is an online database that is free for everyone to access. You can see all these trades, what they're buying. I'll show you how to access that, where to get it. And then we just kind of go through some best practices. So it's, you know, these are the kind of things that we've seen lead to the biggest gains. So in other words, like if we see multiple insiders buying, right? If the CEO's buying, that's good. But if the chief financial officer is too, so are two senators who gave campaign contributions to, so is the general counsel, so is the VP, right? That's kind of good. We look for other things like first-time buyers. You know, if you've got a bunch of executives who've been running this company in the C-suite for 4 years, never bought before, now suddenly they're all putting six and seven figures apiece into the stock in a single week. Wow. It's like, you know, you don't need to be Angela Lansbury to put this stuff together, right? So that's what we try to share in this training event. We're going to lay it all out for them. I'll show you a lot of examples how to do it. But, you know, we've done a few of these for your viewers in the past. We've gotten tremendous feedback. I really appreciate you giving us a platform to share this with other people. And, you know, we've seen people change their lives doing this. And so I think if you have any interest in the markets and investing and take advantage of what I think is going to be a monster 4 years in the market, really owe it to yourself to come and make the most out of this. And this could be, you know, you're not going to get another 4-year window like this, I don't think.
And you don't have to be an Angela Lansbury either. I love that. I'm going to steal that. That's too good. I love it, Gag. That's, I'm serious. November 21st, 3 p.m. Eastern. If I recall, the webinar software generally cuts it off at 1,000. So do not wait. Click on the link below.
The other, I forgot to even mention this. We always do this. We send out our most recent picks. So our most recent stock recommendation is going to come with a full 4 or 5 page report, the company, all of it. So you can see for yourself. We send that out for free to everyone who registers. So even if you cannot come on the 21st, right, I encourage you to click the link, register. You'll get that immediately over email. There's even a box going to put your cell number in. We'll text you a reminder 15 minutes before we get started in case you get busy. So, yeah, I would encourage people to do that. And I mean, you know, we gave one away a few months back. Remember, the thing went up like 300% in 4 months.
Oh, sure.
So can't guarantee it, but never been a better time.
And as we close this out, I mean, what you just said there, I think really knocks some sparks here. We've been working with you guys now at Trading Insider now for a couple of years. And, you know, we've all been, you know, you have been amazing at helping our fellow Turley Talkers financially thrive during a very hard, dark period of time. There was a lot of despair out there. And you guys came in and you said, you know what, we don't just survive during this time. We can learn to thrive. And you really showed, I mean, thousands of our members how to do that. I am so excited that we now get to do that, sitting at the foot of the mount of the golden age.
That's the thing. You had this big bear market in 2022. Everything's going down. Everybody's losing money. We're like, let's see if we can find something that goes up a little in here. Now it's like, look, everything's going to go up. A monkey with a dartboard can make money over the next 4 years, but we want to show you how to make a lot of money. And we're not going to guarantee every stock's going to double in a week. But you will see some, as we've seen year and year again, double and triple and quadruple. And you start getting some of those big wins. I don't care if you're putting $500 in this stock. It doubles, triples, quadruples. That's going to be something, you know. Right. And so I think people are doing it. Just, if you can't attend this, if you don't want to go this way, find another route to invest. Own some financial assets, some stocks, a piece of the market. Because I promise you, if you don't, come 2028, you will kick yourself looking back.
Yeah, you're going to regret. Get in on the action now. You have a little interim period here, just a couple of months. What is 65 days, I think you said.
Yeah.
Right, you have a little interim period. Get situated now. And if you guys thought Ross was helping you flourish during the bad times, I mean, just imagine what he can do with you. In the good, you ain't seen nothing yet. November 21st, 3 p.m. I'll be there, gang. Make sure you click on that link below. Register. Don't wait. Remember, it cuts off the first 1,000. Do that now. You're not going to regret it. Ross, man, onwards and upwards, buddy. This is going to be great.
There you go. God bless you, Dr. Steve. Thanks for all you do. And listen, I don't want you to think, I believe the work you do and the news you share, I think you had a serious hand in the results of this election. And I think the people like you are the ones who advanced the cause, woke people up, and led to this red wave. So from all of us, we appreciate the work you've done to get us here.
Right back. Right. We'll do our digital fist pump there. God bless, man.
See you, Dr. Steve.